Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our special guest, because we have Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year is just around the corner, and there's so many festivals that go on. It happens for a couple of weeks. February 3rd is the official date of Chinese New Year. The big event here in New York, I believe, sincerely, is going to be an event that the folks are going to talk about here. It's going to be on the 5th in Chinatown. So I'd like to welcome Diana and Chris Lee, who are here to talk to us about Asian in New York, Asian in NY, which is the organization that puts on a variety of social events. So one of you tell me, how did Asian in NY start? I know you had a peculiar, you know, beginning. Mm-hmm. How did it happen?
Well, Asian NY was really born because of Diana Lee over here, simply because she was essentially an immigrant coming over here to the United States in New York City, studying here for her master's degree, and she wanted a place, a comfort place, to be able to have a community where she can trust and have fun and enjoy the New York City life. So it really spawned off of that, because when she came here, she wasn't able to find a community like this, and because she's very social, she's outgoing, she knows pretty much everybody. She's from Taiwan. She knows everybody from Taiwan. Why not extend the network to New York City? And that's how Asian NY began.
Diana, what did you find when you came here? I know he just explained what you didn't find, but what did you find? Where did you go to look for an outlet?
Sure. What I did find was a lot of Taiwanese, a lot of Asians here come here to study your master's degree, and everybody is so busy study. They don't have environment to network or to know where to go, what to do. But what I did find was a lot of people have common interests. They want to promote Asian culture. They want to meet and network with different person here.
So at least you found some things to do. You weren't sitting by yourself room all the time.
That's why I stayed here.
Well, how did you organize the Asian in New York? I mean, did you just get a website and say, let's take a shot at it, or how did it start?
Yeah, my background is marketing and online advertising. So I've been in the industry for 10 years now, and that's why we have all the resources we need. We know how to create a site. We know all the web designers, and we know what to do. So why not just put something together and share with our friends so they know what events is popular, what to find if they want the housing, if they are looking for job opportunities. So that's why we started a site, and it becomes so popular, and everybody comes to us asking us if they can partner with us doing different events.
You do many events during the course of the year. Could you give me off the top of your head a calendar of the high points during the year? I know that I attended the Chinese Valentine mm-hmm. event last year. How many things like that do you do in the course of a year?
Sure. We have Lunar New Year. We have Moon Festival. We have Asian Pacific Heritage Month. So we do Passport to Taiwan and Kappa. And pretty much anything you can think of Asians celebrate, we try to do that and accomplish the goals to make people understand what Asians do back home.
You must be pretty good at pulling together resources, networking mm-hmm. people, bringing things in. You need food. You can't just say we're going to have a Chinese party or, you know, an Asian party. You have to cultivate a lot of different aspects of that. Has that been a lot of fun and interesting, meeting new people?
I think it's probably one of the interesting part of doing what we do here is that I think that what you find with Asians, and in particular Asian Americans, is that it becomes very they have a sense of community. And so based on that value that we all have, we tend to rely on each other and help each other wherever there's a need. And I think that's very interesting, the interaction we have, the economy, you know, I may come from a different background, but still work with somebody who is in completely different background than me, because we have a sense that, you know, we're Asians, we're going to help each other out. And there's a lot of cross-promotional work between two people or two entities. And this is what really keeps us going, because it gives us energy, because it's the people that gives us the will and the spirit to continue.
Let's talk about the event that's coming up that we certainly would like to get a lot of people coming out for. It's coming up on the 5th, which is Saturday night, 5th of February. It's going to be at the Chinese Cultural and Community Center, which is at 62 Mott Street. and it looks like it's going to be a big deal. Is this your first year working with the Chinatown business group on putting something like this together?
Yes, that's correct. This is our third Lunar New Year celebration, and this is our first time to partner with Greater Chinatown Community Association and also CCBA.
How did that come to be? How did you get together with them?
We met Andy Yu, the director at Greater Chinatown, quite a few times. And we also know a lot of people from Chinatown. They are looking for partners to help them bring young people coming to Chinatown, have fun together, and organize event. So they come to us, ask if we are interested. And at the same time, we also know a lot of resources, a lot of performers, including fashion designers. So that's why we decided to partner.
Can you tell me a little bit about the event, what's going to happen? It starts at 7 in the evening. Looks like you've got a full schedule. What's going on?
Well, it's going to be an exciting event. So, I mean, we're going to have Eric DeBeek, who hosts and also is a producer for Combination. He's a comedian. He's going to host for us, a very funny Filipino guy. And we're going to also have two fashion shows. Why don't you introduce the designers,
because you're
right off of that.
So menswear is Janet Zen. The women's wear is Wei Zen. It's the collection is called Jason Collection. So both of them have a lot of intensive experience in fashion industry.
And as far as entertainment is concerned,
we're going to have a mix of. We're going to have a rapper from Beijing. His name is Young King. He's going to come and perform for us. He's done really well in Beijing. He actually stopped doing rapping for a short period of time to get his master's degree in business. We're going to also showcase an 18-year-old Filipino singer. Her name is Pamela J. Powell, and she's actually part of the band called Paper Doll. Teresa Lee is going to be performing for us as well, so that's going to be really exciting.
So we also have a dance group called Davy Shen Dance Group. He has won a lot of awards in Taiwan, and he also participated in a lot of dance performance here. So they're going to showcase three dances with seven dancers here.
All right, so how about refreshments? You can't have a party without refreshments.
We are very lucky to have a few sponsors, including Asahi Beer, No UTs, and Yitong Ian Teas. So those are the three largest sponsors who are coming on board to give out a lot of helps, sponsor our drinks for the performance and volunteers.
The tickets are $15 at the door. However, people can get them for $10 if they purchase them in advance. How do they do that?
All they have to do is go online to our website. You can go to the main site. It's www.asianinny.com.
Okay, asianinny.com. And from there, they can link to purchasing the tickets and buy the tickets right there on the spot.
Exactly. It's very easy. It's on the homepage. It's called Monthly Feature. And all they have to do is click a link, and it will bring them to an Eventbrite ticketing system, and they can just purchase online from there.
I also noticed on the poster that you have, which is very pretty, actually, and in the press release, you said that the performances will start on time.
Yes.
Because we have four programs and 24 Asian models.
Yes.
That's a lot of words, I think.
It's going to be like clockwork, right? Somebody's going to be back there cracking the whip.
Yeah.
So. Yes, we will be punctual, but at the same time, we're going to enjoy this very much.
It sounds like a wonderful event. Again, the website is asianinny.com, and it's going to be coming up on Saturday, the 5th. It starts at 7 o'clock, should go till about 11 or so. It's right on Chinatown. If you can't find Mott Street in Chinatown, you're not paying attention, at 62 Mott Street. And I hope you have a great event and a great new year. And I hope to see you at some of your other future events. And thanks for coming on Spectrum on China America Radio.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@chinaamericahitradio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.